And now this is a dictation for Kerry, K-E-R-R-Y, Harris, H-A-R-R-I-S, March 2052, addressed as a letter to Matthew, M-A-T-T-H-E-W, Flegel, F-L-E-G-E-L-P-A-C, 8286835. Dear Mr. Flegel, a follow-up for Kerry, chronic kidney disease, hypertension, previously low potassium, last visit in July. Significant peripheral vascular disease. Vascular surgeon recommended physical therapy that she is completing 3 times a week, a total of 12 weeks. She has not noticed much of improvement. They do a treadmill. Denies nausea, vomiting, diarrhea, bleeding, denies decreasing urination, weight, appetite is stable, stable edema, discolor of the toes the same, no open wounds. She has prior procedures, stenting balloons on lower extremities, no chest pain palpitation or increase of dyspnea. She is still with her sleeping pattern as when she used to work third shift. Night for her is between 5 in the morning until around noon. Other review system is negative. Medication list review. I want to highlight metoprolol, chlorthalidone, Norvasc on potassium replacement, cholesterol treatment. Today blood pressure 132/80 with a weight of 203. No respiratory distress, alert of the intestine 3, lungs are clear. Bradycardia from the beta blockers at 48, alert of the regular without pericardial wrap, not symptomatic, obesity of the abdomen, no tenderness or ascites, stable edema, left more than right 2+. Next paragraph, most recent chemistry is December creatinine 1.8, stable for the last 1.5 years, without evidence of symptoms. Recent ferritin low site at 72 with a saturation of 19%. We increased the potassium replacement. Now it's back to normal at 3.7. Otherwise, sodium acid base normal, nutrition, calcium, phosphorus normal, and no anemia. She has pulmonary hypertension with preserved ejection fraction, grade 2 diastolic dysfunction. She has relative small kidneys, 9 on the right, 9.2 on the left. However, no documented renal artery stenosis based on Doppler. There has been no obstruction or urinary retention. Likely an adrenal adenoma on the right side. Next paragraph, assessment and plan, CKD. Stage 3 to 4, slowly progressive over time, not symptomatic. Diagnostic workup as indicated above, continue to monitor, no indication for dialysis. She has peripheral vascular disease. Physical therapy has not really helped much. She is followed with the vascular surgeon. Might need to have angioplasty and procedures. She is concerned of IV contrast with nephrotoxicity. She at some point will have to make a decision which one she's going to favor. Potential losing toes or part of the leg. We can always do some hydration to minimize toxicity. Otherwise, continue chemistry on a regular basis and plan to see her back on the next 4 to 6 months. End of dictation.